Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back here on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and also we bring in Jeff Nowak on our triple option feature. Charlie, you go first.
Guys, I'm going Bill Franquez, our friend at the LSU kind of sports information department, sent us a cool note here about the World Series that's going to be starting up this Friday. Kevin Gausman, obviously the ace pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, a former LSU Tiger, and then Paul Gervais, who's been a bullpen relief pitcher in his young career. He hasn't appeared much with the Dodgers, but he has made an appearance there. Both of them are going to be seeking to enhance LSU's World Series legacy. One of these two players with a matchup between the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers will be the 19th LSU player to win the World Series, guys. So it's going to be one of them. We'll see if it's Gausman, if it's Gervais. I'm sorry to Paul, but obviously I'm going to be rooting for Kevin Gausman to win this World Series. You know, it's so funny, Mike. We've kind of joked about it.
I know you hate the Dodgers, brother.
I hate the Mariners, though, too. So if it would have been a Mariners-Dodgers World Series, you'd probably find me rooting for the Dodgers, which is unbelievable to say. I know. I just can't stand the Mariners, man. And so what happened with George Springer in Game 5, where he gets plunked by Brian Wu, and then, you know, all the Mariner fans are cheering him down, hurt on the field and everything like that. It was terrible to witness. And then just a couple games later, George Springer puts the nail in the coffin with that 3-run home run. As an Astros fan, I love George Springer. Great Astro legend, 2017 World Series MVP. And for him to be the one that came away with the biggest hit of the season that ended the Mariners season, it made me smile quite a bit, Mike D.
Charlie, lucky I got a new knee, because that would have buckled me.
Nah.
You'd have told me that you'd have pulled for the Dodgers. Man, that is something. This weekend, but the first thing that pops in my mind is about Marcel Reed and how the Texas A&M fortunes change. LSU was beating them down in the first half last year. They had them. And then all of a sudden, Marcel Reed comes in. And it changed the fortunes of the Texas A&M football program. And, man, it sent LSU in a downward spiral. And their inability to play running quarterbacks or mobile quarterbacks. They had a lot of issues with Marcel. And he was more the runner last year. It's to watch him progress as a passer this year. How he looks off his top receiver and goes to his secondary target. And just like Diego Pave, if he sees you playing man coverage and you got your back turned to him, man, he'd take off running with it. And we saw Pave do it against LSU Saturday. Every time LSU went to man coverage and he noticed it, he took off running. Marcel Reed's the key here. As LSU plays an unbeaten Texas A&M team, they have not beaten the Tigers in Baton Rouge since entering the SEC. And I told Bob back in the 70s, I remember going to Tiger Stadium, Texas A&M, LSU, David Walker, who was from Louisiana, but he went to A&M because they were running the wishbone with Emory Ballard back then. So he goes there. He tore up LSU that night. Marcel Reed's the key here. Now, they got a good running game with Le'Veon Moss, another Louisiana guy from Baton Rouge, in the lineup. But also, man, Amari Daniels is a really good back. Reuben Owens II is also a terrific running back. But it's the improvement in their passing game that really catches your eye in how Marcel Reed has morphed from much more of a runner now into that actual dual threat guy that gives you a lot of issues, because not only can he beat you with his legs and maneuvering around the pocket or take off running, but finding his second and third targets downfield, it's a big challenge for LSU this weekend. And I think about what happened last year, where LSU really had the beat down on A&M in the first half. Here comes Marcel Reed. They still trying to tackle him. And then bang, all of a sudden you play Alabama. And that didn't go too well either. The game ended as soon as the national anthem finished. I mean, Alabama had that game in tow. How he has really been a big-time player for Texas A&M, but it's not all about him running. It's about how improved he is as a passer downfield.
Mike, kind of building on this, to your point, 1994 was the last time that Texas A&M won in Baton Rouge.
And
funny enough, that was the last time that Texas A&M started off the season with a 7-0 record. So, time is cyclical, right? I wanted to ask you, though, Mike, about the two kind of receivers, the receiver duo that they got out of the transfer portal with Mario Craver coming in from Mississippi State, Casey Concepcion coming out of NC State. Both of these guys have been awesome this year for the Texas A&M passing attack. You know, Craver's got 36 receptions, 674 yards on the season, four touchdowns. Concepcion's got 33 receptions, 500 yards on the season, and six touchdowns. Those have been the two guys. It's like a dual-headed monster that Marcel Reed utilizes in that passing attack.
Yeah, Concepcion is more of the short intermediate guy when you need something in the red zone or short yardage. That's who Marcel Reed goes to. Now, Craver's a different story. Man, can he run? He's got some speed, and after the catch, it's his yak yardage, his ability to make something happen after he catches the football and he takes off downfield. You think about Mario, he's just a sophomore, and Concepcion's a junior, both transfer guys, but you can see the positions that they have and how they took up to their roles on the team, where Craver is much more of the big play athlete, and Concepcion, he's been the guy that they've used in that short intermediate part of the game. That's where Reed has made the most, I say, leaps in his progression as a passer. I always thought that he didn't throw the football well short intermediate, that he really was a deep ball passer. That's what he did a lot in high school. Throw the ball out there, let the receiver run under it. This year, because of Concepcion, he's really worked that short intermediate area very well. And really, it's LSU's strength, in the secondary. That's the strength of that football team. Now you got these two transfer guys that have really fit like a glove with Marcel Reed at Texas A&M.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff?
Yeah, so hey, NBA season, it's here. The NBA tips off tonight. Only two games. You've got Houston at the Thunder. You got Golden State at the Lakers. But international players, the NBA rosters in 2025-26 will feature 135 international players. That's the most ever. All 30 NBA teams have an international player. The Pelicans only have one that I'll technically call international, Yves Mises from Cameroon. Jose Alvarado technically plays for a different team in the Olympics, but as a lot of NFL fans are going to learn during the halftime show, Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America. So he's technically not an international player, but for these purposes, we'll give him two. But a lot of interesting things. So Canada has the most non-US players with 23 and the MVP, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, also a Canadian player. A lot of good Canadian players. Kelly Olynyk, who played for the Pelicans last year, is from Canada. Also, 19 from France, 13 from Australia. The Atlanta Hawks have the most international players with 10, tying an NBA record. Also, I found this note interesting. Orlando Magic, they have a player named Orlando Robinson. He may be the first player in NBA history to wear his first name on the front of his jersey and his last name on the back.
Hey, that's pretty good, Jeff. Yeah. I got to ask you guys a question. You both keep up with the NBA more than I do. Do you think the Thunder can repeat? Because people in Vegas say, man, it's so hard for an NBA team to repeat. And so I'll ask both of you guys, do you think Oklahoma will repeat as the NBA champ?
Well, Jeff, you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, well, so there's two questions there. There's can they, which is an unequivocal yes,
well, yeah.
Of course they can.
They can. Yeah.
Will they? It's just so difficult. I mean, what they have to their advantage is a lot of young players.
Right. Yeah.
And when you're an older roster and you play all those extra games and you have to come back the next year, that's a question. I think they're going to handle that workload and that bounce back a lot better. And so, yeah, I think they should be the betting favorite to win again.
I agree. And if you look at it, guys, the betting markets on them, even though they're favorites to win it all, I think their over-under win total is like 63.5.
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageously high. But at the same time, you saw how they played last year. And the one thing that sticks out, Mike, is their defense. Defense will travel anywhere in the NBA. And the intensity that they play with, the depth on that roster, they should be the favorites. If there's going to be one team that could potentially trip them up, I think it's the Denver Nuggets. And Nikola Jokic, just because he's that special of a player. They improved the roster around him. I'm looking forward to this season, but it feels like, yes, entering the year, barring some kind of major injury, I think that OKC should once again be favored to win it all.
Yeah, I can't. I look up and down, and I don't see a team that feels like they should be favorites over the Thunder.
No.
So it's just, they are the best team.
Yeah, nowhere they're getting a lot of money, and I think somebody taking a chance, Orlando.
Orlando's going to be fun, but it's one of those.
I don't know about winning it all.
You got to see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we keep kind of predicting, oh, this is going to be the year that Orlando really kind of breaks out. You know, their over-under is huge as well, like 50.5.
It's
kind of got to see it.
I'll give you one. I think the Celtics are going to, I don't say they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to be a top four team in the East.
Yeah, the East ain't.
I think Jaylen Brown's going to be an MVP candidate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.